KB4 CBA Mobile.
KB4 CBA W4 NGU.
And so, Dr. Phil, how are you, sir?
Good, David. What's up today?
I just got out of church and just headed to the house. So what are you doing? You headed somewhere to eat or what?
Yeah. Sorry I didn't call you yesterday. I was feeling so bad. I got up before I ordered last night at that restaurant and left. I just didn't feel good for some reason, and just didn't get around to calling you. Man, there's another deer. I bet I've seen who knows how many deer this year on the road killed.
Yep, I see a good many of those. I tell you, I guess we need to thin out the herd a little bit.
Friday and said I got the perfect dough. I'm headed to the processor. You want to pay the fee? I said I'll be glad to.
The only deer I could ever kill was one with the front end of my car at 65 miles an hour. So I'm just grateful she didn't come over the hood. I knocked her out. She had to have been running because I never saw her until after I hit her. It was 11:30 at night on 385, and I guess she jumped the rail and and just ran out in front of me. In fact, I had actually glanced down at my ham radio, my little Aston 4000, and bam, I hit her, and I thought I'd hit a person. It scared me to death.
That big white car I had one time when I lived in Greer, a deer hit the front bumper and kind of rolled down the side and destroyed both doors and the back bumper and knocked out the back tail light, the whole side of the car.
Well, I guess... The kicker for me was I had just gotten the car out of the body shop the day before from another wreck that my wife was involved in, and the lady turned left in front of her, and she T-boned her. Of course, it wasn't her fault, but she couldn't avoid the accident. Just gotten it out of the shop, was driving to Greenville. We lived in Charleston, was driving to Greenville for Thanksgiving, and I had to do the Wednesday night service at Charleston, and then we left and came to Greenville. So it was about 11:30, and I had the crew set on 65. Mona was asleep, so Mona woke up screaming. she didn't know what was going on, and my headlights, they were pointing straight down at the road, and I was so mad. I tell you, it just got all over me.
It would get all over me, too, if it was the next day after I'd got it out of the shop.
After all that rigmarole, but it was an experience. I have never been through such an experience with dealing with the other party. And, they hired an attorney, tried to say it was our fault and all this, and it just went on and on. And I was just flabbergasted. But anyway, so I took it back and let them fix it again. But that car, it's much damage that was done, and we just bought it a few months back, brand new. So, and that was the other kicker, when my wife was involved in that accident, we just bought the dang car. I mean, it's practically brand new, and back in 85, and she right, and the accident did about $5,000 worth of damage, so that was a lot of money back then.
So expensive to fix. I think they're totaling a bigger percentage of wrecks than they used to, just not to have to fool with it.
They do the math, I tell you. It's, we sold that car to, this young girl wanted it, and her dad bought it for her, and we asked more for it than it was worth, and they paid the price that we were asking, and then she took it out the next week, and a lady in a big Cadillac backed into her, right there where the door creases, the driver's door creases right there at the dash, and it crumpled that car, tore the dash up, and just, it did so much damage. They totaled the car, they gave her $1,800 for it. I think she paid either $1,400 or $1,600 from us. She was trying to get us to do something about it with the insurance coming in. I said, well, they're only going to pay you what the car's worth.
The car was snake bit.
It did well. Other than that, I mean, it drove good. The repairs turned out really well. I mean, it would everything would line up, and I don't know, but it, and we made some money on it, selling it, so we sold two cars in that yard, that house we lived in there on Huntsbridge Road, and, made good money off of both of them.
Hey, David.
I need to run. Hey, Rusty. Talk to y'all later, W4NGU at the restaurant.
Rusty, watch your mouth, Phil. KM4WA. Hey, David, you go ride in that Oldsmobile of his after he gets done? Are you going to ride in that Oldsmobile after he gets done?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he's going to do all the work, I may have to see it go down the road and make sure it's going to stop before I get in it.
Excuse me, that's a Pontiac, isn't it?
It's a Pontiac. Yeah, I don't want to have to do a Fred Flintstone or anything.
I believe Phil bugged out on us. Have a good day, in case you can hear me, Phil. Oh, me. Well, I'm headed back home. How about you?
About a mile away. I'm on Wade Hampton here at Edwards Road and intersection, and getting ready to turn on to Rutherford.
What's going on with Thanksgiving? I forgot we were going to get introduced to our new associate pastor today.
Now, what's his name?
I can't call it, but he's a younger fella, probably about 30, 35. And seems like a pretty good fella. So we'll see.
They all seem like good fellas on their first Sunday. anyway, I guess y'all figure it out. Well, the roads are drying up real nice. I might just get my bike out here. My thermometer says it's 65 degrees on my car here, so of course it looks a little cloudy here and there. I don't know if we're supposed to have any more rain today or not.
I thought from what I thought it was supposed to clear up pretty good, so who knows? I hope it will. I'm about ready for some sunshine, some calm air, and some flying.
Looking around, and I'm going through the neighborhood here, and there's clouds all around to the south and west and north, and good Lord. I don't know. I'll have to look on the radar and see which way they're moving. I assume they're moving east, but or northeast or southeast, somewhere, something to do with east. But, you never know. But anyway, all right, well, I'm pulling in the driveway here, so I'm gonna park my pony and go inside and see what the wife is doing. She didn't feel like going to church this morning. She didn't feel good last night and didn't sleep well, so she didn't go to church with me.
Yep, well, Sue had a pretty good excuse. She and I cooked for 15 people yesterday and put up 6 more for the weekend. So, yeah, she deserves a little bit of quiet time without me there. So, anyhow, listen, you have a good day. I will talk to you again later. If you go out on that scooter, please ride like you got a bullseye on your back. Be careful. I'll talk to you later. KN4 VWA. I'm clear if you find me.
I know what you mean. I live to ride and ride to live. So, anyway, all right. You have a good one, and good to talk to you, Steve. And I guess Phil's already bailed out. But anyway, 73's KN4 VWA, KP4 CPA, clear.